You just hold it like this?
I know. Isn't this... Compared to your whole crew, I'm so...
this is better.
This is crazy.
It's better.
It's very like we're at the beginning. We're at the beginning of... then you're going to see us in a year's time and we're going to have a fucking... Dude, it's
good. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah, you got to do that.
We are.
Can you maybe turn the air off, maybe?
You're cold?
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing, maybe. I don't know.
I agree. It's really cold.
I mean, you guys are from New York and stuff, but it's like...
Well.
I know.
Yeah.
New York, it's hot. Have you ever lived in New York, ever?
No, I hate it.
Really?
I hate it there, yeah.
Why?
It's just so... I don't know where to go. I don't know what to eat. You know, and also, the girls don't like me over there. It's like, it's a whole thing.
Girls don't like you in
New
York.
I've never hooked up with a girl from New York before.
What
are you doing? Why are you doing that? Warning.
Okay, we're sorry.
Yeah, we're in.
See you.
Bye. Is he staying here too? Mitch staying here too?
Yeah.
Mitch. Oh yeah, we have.
It's not just we got.
Two?
Where'd you get these cookies?
What are they? Pillsbury.
What? And you cooked them fresh?
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna do the bit of like that. I always think they're Mitch's like recipe, but they're actually just. The store-bought kind.
we'll just start and then...
Go ahead. Do your thing.
Is it...
Yeah, they're pretty.
Is there weed in it? Is there, or mushrooms?
I worked at a cookie store up until a year and... Mm. No, 2 years ago. That was like my job.
You worked at a cookie store?
Yeah, I was like a baker at a cookie shop.
You mean after the Hulu show or before?
Before.
Mm.
Yeah. And then let's just say things changed for mommy. No, just kidding.
I worked at a cookie place too.
You did? Here?
Mm-hmm.
You might know it. What's it called?
No. The Baked Bear.
Oh, I love it there.
You know it?
No.
No, you don't.
You look like a hawk.
I look like a hawk? What's the one? What are we?
Yeah, I see
now,
it.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. Wait, what do we normally say? What's the word?
Are we saying that I look like the animal, a hawk? Or are we saying I look like I could be like a...
I'm not going to say you look like Hawkeye from the Avengers.
No, but like maybe I'm an offspring of Ethan Hawke.
Oh, you look like a hawk.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That too.
Okay.
Right.
That's what I meant.
I'll take that.
I meant that.
What's the daughter's name?
Maya.
Hawk.
What kind of animal do I look like?
You could be the same.
What kind of animal am I?
What animal?
Why are you?
Yeah.
You're really leading us somewhere.
What kind of animal?
He's giving me a hint.
There's a right answer.
I'm like a fish.
Like a puppy? Like a puppy?
Really cute. Don't
make a noise.
Okay. Like a rat.
Okay.
Just kidding.
No.
I only hear that because that noise. I'd rat, speaking of New York, I'd rats in my ceiling and it sounded like that.
Oh, really?
No, literally. Like I would wake up and it was every day at 6 a.m. on the dot and I'd just hear like that.
That's what I am, rat. Oh, rat. You got it.
And I love New York. And I fucking hate LA.
What did you actually have in mind though, animal-wise? What were you trying to get us to
say? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever your interpretation was.
Yeah.
The thing.
You know, I'm like a open canvas.
Wow.
Damn. So
what happened?
Do you ever shut up?
What? All right.
Do you come to New York ever?
I love all the time. I dread it. I go and then... I walk outside, I go, I don't know where to eat. And then, like, there's the Bodogo. What's it called?
Bodega.
Bodega.
Bodogo.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really nice place.
Yeah, and
actually.
Then I go,
yeah.
And then I go to a Bodogo, and they go, they make sandwiches here too. And then sandwiches are always so dry and not good. It's not like Jersey Mike's. You got to go to Jersey for good sandwiches, I guess. And then there's a fancy restaurant. You go there, and it's like, you know, you can't even sit down.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Where Kyle tried to get us a really nice restaurant reservation.
Yeah.
And we had a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
We show up, you know, 10 minutes before. I was like, you know, to get it. Sorry, is this weird that I'm sitting like this? Is this like crazy?
No, you're good.
Yeah. And then...
what are you talking about?
I don't know.
You're a strange person.
I'm like, yeah, coming from you.
Yeah, Kyle. Bobby's sitting like...
You know,
that's why I like just kind of like... When I saw you online, I was just like, yeah, I... Get whatever that is, but it's not good. It's not strange.
I know.
It's good. It's good. It's good.
Is it uncomfortable?
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
But keep going. So the restaurant.
So the restaurant, and then we still had to wait half an hour at the bar, yeah. And they're like, "But you can get a drink." So then they make you buy three drinks just to get your reservation. So then it's a $400 night.
Do you ever go in your mind? Go, I'm Veronica Slomowski.
Sometimes I have to. Oh. Yeah, and they go, who?
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's what they
and
say.
I go, open up your fucking phone.
Google me.
Google me, bitch.
Would you ever do that?
God, no. God, no. I am so, I'm a woman. I am a woman. And number two, I'm Canadian, so I'm not doing any of that
Canadians
shit.
Don't do that.
No.
You guys tip or no?
Yes.
For sure.
Okay. It's not like Australia.
20 minimum.
20 years? I mean dollars?
$20 minimum. Yeah. No matter what it is. A coffee, $20.
No.
No, 20%. Minimum.
You guys do 20% there? Well, you tip Kyle? What's wrong with you? You're doing.
I'm a tipper.
Okay.
Here's a tip. Okay.
I tip. I tip when it's, you know, when the tip, I tip.
Wait, are you one of those like only when it's earned?
No.
Because
now
everything's tip.
No. I always hit the 20%. If it's exceptional, I'll do more than 20%. But if I'm like picking up food from a restaurant, I'll still tip, but not 20%.
No. A couple dollars there.
Yeah.
But is there any circumstance, right, that you wouldn't tip? Okay, let's say we're at a restaurant. You guys are there.
Okay.
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 What do you want?
Oh.
Just two cheeseburgers.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. What kind? What number, man?
Oh, I
didn't. We got Hawaiian. We got the Brazilian one. We got the
Brazilian.
You went Brazilian.
You want the Brazilian?
I'll take a Hawaiian.
You want the Brazilian hamburger?
I'll take the Hawaiian. Yeah.
It's just, hey, lady, you know it's fucking just plantains.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. That's plantains and the breading is plantains.
Could you not call her lady, please?
Hey, sir.
Maybe ma'am.
I'm sorry. Are you going to fly out of here, fucking hawk? Whatever you fucking do.
Hey, man, we're hungry.
Yeah. Anyway, you want the Brazilian? What the fuck do you want? Fucking.
The Hawaiian.
You want a Hawaiian?
Yeah.
All right. You want pineapple? No pineapple on it.
No pineapple.
Well, that's what the whole Hawaii. Then you're just getting a regular hamburger then.
That's fine.
Fuck you. Anyway. All right. Fries?
Fries for me, please. Thanks. Whoa. Kyle!
Whoa.
Bro.
Well, you know what?
I don't need fries. Your turn.
Anyway.
I can't do that.
I'll be back.
Okay.
And then I throw it on the table like this.
What do you think?
He's so mean.
Nice. What? Yes. It was so mean.
He's so mean. So but you know
hot.
What?
Yes.
I think he's having a really bad day.
I know.
We should give him a tip.
Yes. Okay. We should give him. Yes.
Wow.
Here's your Brazilian.
Plantains. You know what I
mean? Just plantains.
Thank you.
And here's your Hawaiian, dude. Mahalo, dude. Oh,
thanks,
Mahalo,
man.
Dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And here's your bill.
Thank you. Can we just get the machine?
Excuse me?
The card. We're paying a card. Tap.
I have no idea what you're saying.
That's right. Here's the card.
Yeah.
Here's my card. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, machine. Are we in Tokyo? Are we in Tokyo?
No, we're not.
You think there's an AI androids walking around? We don't have machines here, dude. We're just like a regular restaurant.
Okay.
Thank you. Fucking bitch.
That's like a 20% right there. That's 20%.
You think, so you would pay after that?
Yeah.
Yeah, where are we at?
20%.
I want to
be honest.
Honestly?
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah. I'm not even kidding you.
Canadian.
Like,
really? You love it.
Would you? Also, garbage.
I wouldn't tip.
Garbage man.
I wouldn't tip 20, but I would
15?
Throw something down.
Like, what would you throw?
Like 10.
Oh, 10%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So because of that.
No.
Yeah. 10%.
It's whatever. Because is this the same here where waiters get under minimum wage? So then it's like,
yeah, like the tips are what they.
Well, that's
paid.
The yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I rely on it.
So you got it.
Well, if you're only gonna do 10%, then you'd have to like pay really quickly before I looked at it.
No.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Have you ever served at a restaurant? Worked in customer service? What?
It's crazy you didn't ask that.
What? That's a normal
it's
question.
Like, have you ever like, hey, Hollywood, have you ever worked? Like, you know, I know you have. That's
some
what that was.
Have,
yeah, I've waited tables, Veronica, okay? Some of us have struggled for a very long time. Thank you. Well, yeah, I've done construction. I've done all kinds of stuff. Brockton Villa. I also work for this company called The Panican. I just different things, man.
Yeah.
And I, you know, the way you just said that, dude, was like you were testing me.
Really? No,
yeah.
I was just
curious. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you were.
I was curious.
Yeah, you were.
No.
It's like when you're wearing a rock tee and they're like, the band thing. That's the same thing. Yeah. Where at?
Like,
where? That's what you did.
Like what?
Listen.
What?
I asked because when I first moved to LA, I worked at Wolfgang Puck Catering and it seemed like everybody had worked at Wolfgang Puck Catering. And so I was like, oh, I wonder, you know.
Oh, you want to relate to me?
Maybe you've worked at Wolfgang.
I worked at Wolfgang. Okay. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry, my bad then.
It's okay.
That's what I'm trying to do.
No, you weren't doing that.
But you haven't worked at Wolfgang Puck?
You weren't doing that. No, I've never. No, I worked. It was in San Diego's before I came to LA, really.
Oh, okay.
I didn't really wait tables when I was in LA. I just doored at comedy clubs and stuff.
Right.
And then, but then I've had construction jobs. Have you worked?
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
Wolfgang, how long were you here for?
In LA?
Yeah.
I was in LA for 4 years, and I had a lot of different jobs.
Were you trying to act?
No, I was doing music.
That's what you do, music.
Yeah,
producer
la, 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 at the time.
La 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 la.
Yeah, I was doing music stuff. I worked at Baked Bear.
So heavy this thing
with cookies and ice
cream.
Sorry,
I know.
Yeah.
Then I worked at WAG, the customer service or the dog walking.
Company, oh, I know that one.
In their customer service department.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I worked for Jared Leto.
You met him?
I met him. I worked in his house.
Do you know Shannon?
Yeah. Do you know Shannon?
Oh, yeah. I know Shannon well.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Great guy.
Yeah, I love Jared, too.
And I worked for both
the mom. I met the mom once.
I have not met their mother.
Okay.
And then I worked for a kids' music lessons company, and then I moved to New York.
You met Morbius, huh?
I met Morbius. Yeah.
Morbius.
Is that his name?
Yeah. I met Morbius. Yeah.
What is it?
I think it's Mobius. Oh, no, it is Morbius.
Morbius.
Mobius is the illustrator. Morbius.
Is
the Morpheus is...
Morpheus is...
Matrix?
Matrix.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Morbius is the vampire thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So well, yeah. We're not done. Anyway...
No, go ahead. I'll blend into the fucking couch.
So then what it ended up... at some point, you were like, fuck this, and you went to New York?
Yeah.
Dude, bro, honestly, bro. Now it's becoming...
Yeah, this is...
It's becoming
after
crazy.
After his pod, this is now
it's
a trend.
I know, it's because
I have to...
You were farting into the mic on your pod, which everyone should check out.
I was not farting. Oh, yeah, I did it a couple times. Was that rude?
I loved it.
Is that rude?
No, it's back. Farting's back.
Yeah, yeah.
It's farting is...
It went out.
No, it didn't.
I'm not kidding. Farting was
out.
And then it came back.
Do you guys fart in front of each other?
Yes.
Be real.
Yeah.
And is it like deep?
It's deep.
Yeah.
Like the moment?
Like on each
other? I fart in front of Connery.
Oh, yeah. We've been...
Really?
We've been friends since we grew up on the same street in Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep.
And have you put... Like, do you like close the... Like trap the fart in under the covers?
Oh, yeah. That's a good move.
I don't think I've ever...
I just fart. Just wherever, whenever.
But mine stink. Yours don't.
That's right.
Nice.
What is your stink? What is it?
That's some science shit. That's some fucking...
What is
no, seriously. Women...
I just looked it up.
Farts stink. Men's don't. Because you were farting, honestly, this close to my face when I was on your podcast, and I didn't smell nothing.
Yeah, they don't smell.
No.
Yeah. But your smell bit deep?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What do they smell like, Kyle?
Mm.
Do your thing.
It's like a... it's like a wet sort of...
Bro.
What?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well,
already I'm mad, but yeah. Okay. Already we're fighting. Okay,
how do you smell wet?
It's like a wet, but wait.
Think about
wait,
it.
Wait, I'm not talking about the fucking noise here.
It's like a wet.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're thinking of noise.
Yeah.
You're right. She's very clever.
It's
take the noise out of it.
Yeah.
Wet is like.
It smells like daisies.
Like a thumping. You know what I mean? That's like, you know, a noise. You know what I mean?
It smells like daisies.
It smells like a spring day.
Oh, it smells like daisies.
Yeah, like flowers.
You're backtracking.
Fresh laundry.
You're
cookies.
Yeah.
Anytime Kyle goes at Veronica, we get heat.
I can't.
They smell like I eat healthy.
I can't describe.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Sure.
Because I find the healthier you eat, the worse
it
is.
Smells, yeah.
Mm.
So that's, and I eat pretty healthy.
Did you
I
do?
Have, yeah. Mm. Or did I eat one of those? Yes, I did.
Yeah.
So it balanced. I'm a woman in Hollywood.
But do you like, can I touch your hair?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, my bad, Kyle.
I'm a woman in Hollywood.
My bad, Kyle. This is nothing. Okay. So, do you go, you look at the ingredients or whatever and go, well, this isn't like organic or this isn't like, you know, this crop was from Brazil and they do these kind of chemicals.
I wish I wasn't like that, but I am. I'm very, like, I go to Pilates, I do that shit. Like, I am that way.
Why?
I don't, because is it an eating disorder?
You have an eating disorder? Maybe. No, do you have bulimia?
No, it's one of those, like, I've dabbled, and now I'm at a point where I feel good about it, and I just still have to and it makes me feel better. And I had diarrhea for so many years.
Yeah, bad.
Bad.
Wait, I would love to talk about that.
Yeah, I had terrible diarrhea.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. Like we couldn't hang out.
Until I was like 18.
Without her going to the bathroom.
Lactose.
That's.
They said it was, but they said it was like cut out gluten. So I did that and it kind of helped. But then I just started clean eating. Like before I was eating like fucking bad.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Bad. Yeah. Like we would have pizza nights and then, or to before a movie and then I couldn't even go to them. Or I would go to the movie, but I'd be like in the bathroom.
Like a normal person eats. Yeah. Like pizza nights.
Pizza, you know, normal. Okay. Then yeah. I was eating. Like I wasn't thinking about it. We go to McDonald's a lot. Yeah. Junior chickens. You guys don't have that.
Well, I love it.
Just fucking rocks. And then I would just absolutely explode on the side of highways. Like, yeah. Literally. Like,
really,
no, like I was yeah, like.
Like she couldn't close it.
Yeah.
I could not. No, there's one time I went to a pizza spot with my friend and I ordered the pizza tsunami pizza.
Mm. Tsunami pizza.
Well, maybe that's
the issue. Well, that's that was the issue. Yeah, yeah, no, sorry. And I was doing shit like that. Yeah. And then I went to the bathroom and it was very like, my friend was laughing. I was like, gotta go to the bathroom. Like everyone knew. Went to the bathroom. I'm like, things are right? Mm. And then I was like, wait, I'm gonna like throw up. And then I threw up and it went into 3 stalls.
Whoa!
That's why I'm looking at the ingredients. That's why I'm doing this shit.
Oh, so now it's subsided. You don't have it anymore.
No, because I've corrected.
Or maybe, I've you corrected know, the, do what I did.
The thing.
Do what I did.
What?
You just do Arnold Schwarzenegger butthole.
Nice.
My point is you make your anus. I'm sorry, that was the word. You know, you get what I'm saying?
What?
You make your anus like a fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme anus. Right?
So, no, like
so that
it.
No, what?
You have to train.
You have to train it, right? Yeah. So that when diarrhea comes, it goes, no, and it clogs. You tighten it.
Whoa.
You tighten the anus, right? And you strangle the poo.
So you don't have diarrhea ever.
I do all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying that
no,
I.
No, you're controlling it. You're controlling it.
No, I'm not saying that I. You don't. I'm not saying that I don't have it. Yeah, I'm just saying, is this something we should maybe develop?
Collectively do.
Yeah. Yes.
Collectively do. Yeah. Right. Maybe it's a theory.
Like Kegels, yeah. But for the butt.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say this, but I'm going to say something. Maybe you guys cut things out or no?
No, absolutely
we
not.
We can.
You don't.
But we don't.
We do.
Oh, you never edit.
No, we do. We do.
There's.
No, you don't.
No,
you
we
don't.
We
because you only have one camera.
Yeah, this one.
But we can. We have.
We can and we have.
If you have one, you should have more than one camera so that you can cut.
We're getting working there. On
we're
it.
Getting
we're working
there.
On
we
it.
We just got on. You guys.
Most of that, I won't tell certain. Like sometimes I'll go. Maybe this is a risky. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then later I go. Just cut that out.
We can.
But
do
maybe,
it.
No, I'll be very mindful about it now. So I'm gonna not say. Yeah.
No, say it.
No, Kyle.
Come on.
No, Kyle, no.
Because we can cut if we have
no,
to.
No, you're not going
to
cut.
But
I don't trust you.
I did almost cut something last
he
episode.
He did almost cut something last and episode. I and then should've. He kept it in. And now I'm in.
Now she's getting flamed for it.
Because I see, you know what I said?
Mm.
And I want to talk about this.
We're going to address this.
I was like, yeah, when I moved to LA, like I was really broke. I had like $8,000. I know how that sounds. May I say, it was 8,000 Canadian and I can't get a job here ever.
So that's 4,000 American?
In it's Los like, Angeles.
Yeah, it's like 5K.
It was me saving money. I worked at a cookie shop until the day I moved. My parents are Polish immigrants. I was born in subsidized housing. Guys,
Bro, like, you can only survive in LA with, like, really, if I had $5,000, probably 3 months.
Well, that was the issue is that she should have said, I had this much money for 6 months of not being able to work.
Yes. So I recognize how that sounded.
And then, but she said, stop catering to people's thing.
Hot.
Right. Right? Because it's like, no matter what you do, the higher you get, the more it comes out and they say crazy things. And so just stop doing it. Nice. Right?
I hear you.
And so like, to me, if you said that, I would be like, it wouldn't bring it. It wouldn't. Hit anything.
You're right. Yeah, I just did want to clear that. I did. But how do you read comments? Are you done with all that shit?
Yeah, I can't do it. Or it'll ruin my life.
No.
You don't probably get bad ones.
Not very many. Yeah, but when I do, they are tattooed in my brain and I can't.
I get so much, I can't even look.
No. When did you stop?
Well, I'm in therapy and my therapist is just like, maybe stop reading it.
Yeah.
And that was like 6 months ago. And then, and the only reason why I read bad ones is because I'm single and so I go to my DMs.
Right.
And to see if sometimes there's ladies there. Mm-hmm. Ladies mm-hmm. of the night.
Peeping.
Like, I think you're cute, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then I have to also, I can't like.
Maybe that's good. Maybe it's good that you have to do both in order to get the reward. You have to go through.
No, it's not good. Okay. No, it's not right. Healthy. It's not good. I think, I appreciate it.
Not worth it. I don't know.
You can chew into the mic. It's totally fine. They love it. No, yeah. No, no, no. Oh. They comment that they like it.
Yeah.
But so now I'm like, I don't really go to DMs, you know what I mean, that often, you know, but it's so depressing. But anyway, I don't know.
No. We don't have to. We can.
Can what?
We can get.
You got a good therapist?
I can cry.
I need a wreck.
But back to the poo.
I pooed on my, I pooed on my in my Prius and Kalila cleaned it.
Nice.
Is that,
no, that's not Prius.
No? What no, is no. that? I'm so bad with cars. I don't even
you don't even know what that is?
No.
It's an Audi?
Great.
Okay. You don't have a car?
I've never had a car in my whole life.
You have a license?
Mm-hmm. But I shouldn't drive.
Oh.
I'm really bad. Mm-hmm.
No car.
The driver.
I have a Jeep.
At home. Mm-hmm. In New York.
Mm-hmm.
Like a mom car.
You guys live together there, right?
No.
Your roommates, I mean.
No.
I live across the hall. I live across the hall.
Oh, you do in the same building?
Actually, yeah, she does. Yeah.
And where do you live with them too?
No, I live in Canada.
Montreal.
I'm from Montreal.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm just here for the
Just for Laughs Festival.
Mm.
Done.
Done.
Done. Gone.
Death. Done. No more.
Death.
No more.
Death. Yep. You think he's done forever?
No.
It's a huge
I think they're
theater.
Gonna get new funding.
So I'm like, where what are they gonna do with that theater? It's a big ass theater.
What theater?
Is it there's a big theater downtown Montreal. GFL?
Yeah, but that's the festival has nothing to do with the fucking theater.
No, yeah, true, but it's like the same building.
Yeah, but that's not like the Mont.
We should argue.
That's not
about
the,
this.
No, that's not like the Just for Laughs theater. I mean, everyone
plays
there right,
now. No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
so
right,
it's like it's a theater that Just for Laughs happened to rent.
No, it's like the GFL building.
Argue it. Let's fight.
It's the build. I mean, but, have you played there?
Fuck you, man. No,
I'm assuming.
Fuck
I'm
you,
assuming.
No, man.
I don't want to make assumptions.
Yeah.
But yeah, like
truly, I think they're gonna get funding again, and I think a comedy in Canada will rise again, and it's gonna come back.
I don't know. CTV returns.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
It's the whole business has shifted.
Mm.
Mm. No, explain.
We know. I don't explain.
Okay.
You don't know. You don't know. You don't know.
I know.
What is it?
Well, are you talking about like online shit?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
No, you going to go into like... Stop!
Just do it. I want to know. I want to learn.
The pot... It's going... I don't know.
Just look at me right now.
Like how it's podcast,
just calm down,
internet.
Just
everyone's fucking... Everyone has to fucking be online. Everyone's to be a fucking podcast. Blah, blah, blah.
First of all, why do you do this? I love... That's not the part I love.
This?
When you do that...
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because sometimes you're like... You get scared because you don't know the right...
I'm insecure and I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you do. So just explain to me why it's changing. So I'm an executive at a fucking network, right? Okay. You and Kyle and I are both. Mm-hmm. So she walks in and we're like, hello.
Hi, little
My
lady.
Name is Barry Levin.
Great, Barry Levin. Hi.
And this is Frank.
I'm Frank Stevenson.
Hi.
Frank Stevenson. And we're executives here at, you know what I mean?
Okay, great.
Limbo streaming service.
Okay, Warner Brothers.
Yeah, Warner Brothers. Was Warner,
we had a question.
Yeah, Warner Brothers.
We had a question.
Yeah.
Tell us about the current state of comedy.
And how it's shifting.
How is it shifting?
Okay, wait. Well, you see, gentlemen.
No, I love it.
Good, yeah. Well, see, gentlemen. Well, the current state of comedy as we know it is shifting. Morphing.
Yeah, we asked.
Changing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. So it is now become a sort of, you see this thing?
Yeah.
Hi. I'm addicted to this motherfucking bit. Hi. I'm addicted to it. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm on it 24/7. You know that you are, and you know that your kids are, and you know that your kids' kids are.
Yeah.
So may I introduce to you the podcast?
Mm.
Oh.
The Instagram Reels and the TikTok.
Yeah.
Comedy at your fingertips for free. Uh-huh. The craziest thing, it's for free. And am I on the right path?
Yeah, you're really right. I mean,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty good.
So is that,
yeah.
No, you can take over. Yeah.
No, I'm not taking over. I just want to, can we review her performance?
Yeah.
A 10.
Yeah.
Out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
You get scared so that you pick up props.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, and then you go hence, and you go these theatrical kind of, like, you know what I mean, moments. It's a way for you to think of what to say next.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Analytical. I like that. You've got a very analytical.
Mind.
You saw
that's his way of saying you're Asian.
No, you're smart.
That's his way of saying, oh, you're like one of those like abacus Asians, you know what I mean? Yeah. Analytical. Yeah. And you're a science guy, engineer, whatever you guys do. And so I'm going to let, you know what I mean? We're not going to cut that out.
No, we're not.
You know, but that was what that was. And I've been around for so long, I know what that is.
Right. Yeah.
I know white people talk.
Yes.
And Kyle, you know what I mean? So yes, I am Asian, Kyle.
Yes.
I think Kyle's it.
Kyle did the accent on your podcast.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Did you? I didn't get to that point.
No,
that awesome. That would have been awesome.
You were.
He has a good. He has a good Asian accent.
Okay.
Kyle. No, I know. But yeah, I think I've heard.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I heard that you do a really good Shogun impersonation.
Yeah,
like everyone on that show. So, let's reenact. No. I'm a samurai, right?
No, that's right.
You guys, well, you're a villager. You're a villager too, right? You're the.
Yeah.
You know, walking down, I have a sword. I have a couple of swords, right? And right, and this is back in there, right? So I'm just gonna.
Yes. Hi there.
What?
Well, she won't do it.
Not doing it.
No, she won't do it. She won't do it.
You're not doing it. I know you're doing it.
Yeah,
yeah. It's so funny. Santino would do it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, he's so funny. Such Santino would do it. And that's why I think I love him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
The true bromance.
Yeah.
You're
very smart for not doing it. It's a little trap I was doing.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a little cancel traps.
And we don't fall for those.
We don't fall for cancel traps. No. But why do you think it is, like, I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. When it comes to comedy, and when I just feel like anything goes, and then like if like a white dude did an Asian accent, to me it wouldn't be offensive at all. Mm-hmm. But explain to me why that is offensive,
Kyle. Connery.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not gonna say nothing.
You want to do a boardroom thing? What I mean?
Because
you want to do a boardroom thing?
Sure. Yeah. Should we make it?
Yeah. Well, yes. I'm still. Am I still the guy?
Barry Levinson.
Barry Levinson.
No, that's a real person.
I'm Barry Levinson.
Yeah, Barry Levinson.
Yeah. Yeah. And your name?
I am the lion in Lionsgate. Or what's the other one?
Oh,
the 21st century? No.
Barbara Lion.
What's the lion?
No. Barbara. Yeah. MGM. Yeah. MGM.
You're the MGM lion.
But you're Barbara Lion. But you're still human. But the logo, the title is based on you. But you're not real lion.
My Polish grandma. Every time she was in Canada and we'd watch a movie, she'd see the lion and she'd go, oh, that's how you know it's a good movie. And we always say,
oh, really?
It's
like the A24, like
yeah,
the same
yeah,
thing
it's
as
your
that.
A24
yeah.
logo.
Yeah, yeah, this has got to be
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, anyways, go
so
ahead.
So anyway, welcome.
Hi. How's it going, guys? How's it going? Yeah. Do you want a Coke, coffee?
I'm Barry Levin. May I introduce myself? And that's... Go.
And I'm the lion.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, her name is Barbara Lyon, but yeah.
It's great to meet you guys.
Here. I mean, do the thing. Like, imagine the little thing around her and then the...
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
dude.
That's awesome.
I know. And you know what I do?
You know the
Fox lights?
Yeah.
And there's like, dun, 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 and I'm the one adjusting. I adjust those.
The lights.
I'm the lighting guy for that.
Wow.
Yeah. So, don't be nervous. We just run everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've produced everything. Are we not? Like, what's the newest thing we're producing?
Fall Guy.
No. Yeah.
The newest, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Alvin.
Not anime.
And the Titan.
Alvin and the Chipmunks and the Titan.
And guess what we're doing, my friend?
What are we doing?
You know Attack on Titan?
Yeah.
The Japanese anime,
of
right?
Course.
Alvin fights one of those fucking Titans. And I'm telling you right now, Alvin wins.
Wow.
It's a spoiler. It's a spoiler. And another thing that we're doing is Herbie and
the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, so we're merging.
Yes.
Herbie Hancock, the Herbie the car. Right? Yeah.
With kind of Willy Wonka twist.
A twist. He works at Cheesecake Factory.
Sponsored by
they're funding half the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So anyway.
I like this.
So we're thinking about you, right, to play a samurai.
Oh.
You know what I mean? In Shogun 2.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah. And this time, everyone dies.
Yes.
Okay.
Spoiler! This time, everyone died.
So, okay.
Yes. So we were wondering, you know, because we talked to your agent. And your agent was like, I don't know if Kyle is comfortable doing a very thick Japanese accent.
Yeah.
Right? And we just think that you have Asian skin. Mm. Look at the skin. Very pale, like a Japanese person.
Mm.
Yeah. And you have those, you know, samurai eyes. mm-hmm. with the eyebrows. Look at the eyebrows. He'd be a great ninja, by the way. Look at wow. That, yeah. So anyway, and you have problems about maybe doing Asian. Why do you have a problem with that?
I'd rather leave it open to somebody, you know, who their ancestry lies there.
Mm,
you know,
interesting.
I am Italian and and white American, well, English American. So I'd rather, you know, I'd rather.
Well, Lion and I mean, excuse me.
Yeah, no, yeah,
yeah, but Lion and I, yeah, we've been tracking you.
Yeah.
And we picked up one of your, you were drinking a drink and months ago, and we picked that up. We sent it over to 21 and 22 and me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
23 and me.
23.
All of them. 21, 22, and 23 and me. All three of them, right? Do we not?
We did.
And we got them back.
The results are back.
And what's the result?
That's right. You are Italian and English.
Yeah.
And
a little bit of Japanese.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So
we think you can do the accent.
Okay.
Oh, you're dropping him.
Yeah, yeah.
The drops are.
I mean, you know. So, you know, will you do the movie?
I'll have to talk to my agent.
Okay. Oh, that's always a no. That's always a no.
And my manager.
That's always a no.
You know, I'm interested.
That's always a no.
But I'll leave it up to them.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And then when you just now we're out of the scene now, you would call your agent and go, "I'm not doing it."
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good call.
What if we paid you $20 million?
You know,
would you get canceled for $20 million?
See, but here's my question. Would they cancel me or would they cancel the person who made the decision
both.
To cast me in this role?
No, they'd cancel you.
But, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure. Let me
ask you something.
People who are doing those, you know, who are bidding and voting for who gets canceled, they're not aware of the fact that the, you know, but, why do I talk on this podcast?
But shut the fuck up. But what I'm asking you is, you know, like my Andrew Santino, for instance, does Asian accents all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's doing huge movies. I mean, so
genuinely,
nothing happened to him. And people love it. So what's the problem?
I hear it.
And I know.
I hear it.
No, you don't. I don't think you hear it.
I'm not.
We can move on. Let's move on. Yeah. I mean, you did, you know. You know, earlier, like, you're very analytical, whatever. What did he say?
Well, yeah, you said you're analytical. Yeah.
Right, but also Andrew's not playing Japanese characters. He's just doing,
It's just an interesting thing.
Is the cycle, the cultural cycle, though. And I feel like we're heading into an era where perhaps in the future we can do that. Or there's a civil war and we, you know, some of us can do it, some of us can't.
So we go, episode 30!
Episode 30.
We
did it. It's going well.
Thank you. And we have wonderful,
the talented
Bobby Lee.
Woo! We don't do that. No, let's go back to Civil War. Let's go back to Civil War. I know what you guys are trying to do. And let's go back to Civil War.
You're hard.
Yeah, yeah, I'm very hard.
Wow.
All right, let's move on then from the Civil War. Can I just say what I would do?
Do it.
Number one, I have very liberal beliefs. You know, so I believe a woman's right to choose. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge, you know, supporter of the LBGQ. Mm-hmm. What's the next letter?
There's a T in there.
You know, I am, you know, gay marriage. I'm supportive of women's right to choose. I said that. The immigration scene doesn't really bother me one way or another. You know what I mean? So, I don't believe in, I think tax the rich, you know?
Yeah.
But in a war, I would probably still go to the right.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go where the winning side is. Yeah. I'd have to see who's winning.
Like, and then you join. You don't like underdogs.
It's like a football game. You get in halfway. You don't really care either way. You pick whichever one's the underdog.
Yeah, I mean, aren't you about survival or no?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Or what's right.
That's
or what's right. Let's go back to that.
Survival,
what's right? What's right?
Yeah.
I think I'll be maybe left.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I have, you know, beliefs on both sides.
Of course.
I really do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would say I was in the middle, but anyway, let's just move on from it. I think this is a very uncomfortable topic.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's very comfortable.
I will say this is how I feel in terms of like acting, where I think like, I think like a gay man can play a straight man.
Mm, here we go.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think that's where I'm at, where a gay man can play a straight man.
If somebody has a specific kind of handicap, for instance.
And they can't play an abled person, right? Right? So
so what? How do you, as
that's where I'm like,
as
okay,
Barbara
I
Lyon,
see,
you know what I mean? You're an executive, right?
I,
where's your line here?
That's where I think my line is, where you know, an able
so person. Tom Hanks
play disabled person can't play abled.
Oh, so if we're redoing Forrest Gump,
that's right.
It's so Tom Hanks can't play Forrest Gump.
Wait, Forrest Gump was disabled?
Yeah.
No, well, you know, I think he was more. Time. I think he had some sort of maybe autism. I don't know.
Yes.
He's on the spectrum. So
yes.
And I don't think Tom Hanks is in the spectrum. So we can say that he can't get it.
Yeah. I think.
I don't know.
Listen,
this
it's
is
a
hard.
Great movie. I know, but then it's not the same, right? But.
I just
yeah,
don't,
I think that
I just don't,
era
I just don't
done.
Know. I can't. I don't know what somebody else would do in that.
No,
I mean,
I think
role, but I don't know.
Well,
what do you think?
Well, then there's what's Eden Gilbert Grape.
Oh yeah,
Rain
this is a big
Man.
One.
There was like that whole era where
Barry Levinson,
radio where,
director of Rain
I'm
Man.
I'm Barry Levin.
I know.
Yeah.
Director of Rain Man.
You know what I mean? So I think that's where I.
Yeah, well, it's weird. Like so, yeah, you would probably recast Dustin Hoffman for Rain Man. You would recast Leonardo DiCaprio for.
I know these are good performances.
And he,
I could never.
Or I Am Sam.
Or even something even better, who was one of the greatest performers of all time, My Left Foot, Daniel Day Lewis.
Mm.
You know,
no. I don't know.
I know Daniel Day Lewis.
Wait.
What? I know Daniel Day Lewis. What movie is that?
Pull it up,
dude.
I don't know this movie,
dude. My Left Foot. When I, because I had never seen Daniel Day-Lewis before that.
Okay.
And I go, oh, look at that. You know, I don't know what disability that is, but I go, God, that guy with that disability is so good in this movie, right?
Oh, and cerebral palsy.
Yeah, cerebral palsy. Can you show a clip?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You're going to be like, holy fuck, dude.
Wow.
That guy kills it.
What was the first time I saw him? Well,
probably Gangs of New York.
There will be blood. Yeah, that's hard.
Not even Gangs of New York?
No.
Okay. No.
No, I know. Okay. I'm like late to the Daniel Day-Lewis game.
This is Christy Brown. Zoom it out. What are you doing?
89.
Bro, I'm new to this.
What are you just
this
gonna-
is Christy Brown. My son. Genius.
A story of remarkable ingenuity.
That's him.
Becomes a triumph of the human spirit. My Left Foot. The true story of Christy Brown.
Whoa.
Wow.
Go on, make your mark.
Born into a stricken body, Christy Brown made himself heard.
I don't fight cripples.
Within his world of pain and despair, he discovered the power of love and beauty.
Christy is simply a great painter, full stop.
My Left Foot. Starring Daniel Day-Lewis in a landmark performance. My Left Foot.
How many times are they going to show the
money? Okay, anyway.
My Left Foot.
So anyway,
starring Daniel Day-Lewis.
But so he, what this dude does in the movie is his left foot. Mm. He paints.
Mm.
This looks like a great movie.
It's awesome. So good, that movie, dude. He's so good in this.
Daniel Day-Lewis is.
He's a good actor.
He's a great.
They probably saw this and they go. And Spielberg was like, I think he can play Lincoln. Look at that shot.
Yeah.
I was like, I think I got the my Lincoln here.
Damn.
Anyway, so you would have to replace him for that too.
That's,
you can't.
And
well, you can.
You can't.
I don't know.
I
mean, DiCaprio in. I mean, it's just it's a debatable thing, but I don't know.
Why do you have to recast? Why don't you just make new stuff?
I think that's what we're doing. Like,
Well, I'm just saying from now on, though, we can't. An actor can't. Play anything else but what they are.
Right.
And is that
right? So you have to play a gay white guy all the whole time.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
Gay white hawk.
A gay white hawk.
Man, I love you, man.
A hawk.
You're a good guy. Yeah.
Have you done much animation?
What?
Have you done much like voiceover stuff?
Yeah.
Animated stuff.
We were talking about this earlier about like.
Because there you could play.
Because then, yeah, what are you? You're playing like monsters, you're playing whatever. There's no like.
Monsters.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Like I was in a one called Inside Job, was a Netflix. Animated show. I played the Japanese scientist. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I did like, Family Guy.
Family Guy.
I would do like Asian student number one. So they were still doing it that then. But then now I sold another animated show to a company and I'm just playing myself. But I guess you're right. I think they did do that back in the day. They wouldn't have me play a black guy.
Right.
Which I've always wanted.
I mean, yeah.
I was gonna bust into one right now. But see, that's how scary you know what I mean this is now that like I have to think about everything that I'm saying.
Do you like have to code switch on different podcasts you go on? Or do you just like go?
Like on Bad Friends, we do whatever we want. Whatever
right.
We want.
Of course. Yeah.
We don't care about
it. And Tiger Belly as well.
You can the cookies are
Or, go. No, I haven't eaten on. I don't think that I should have another one.
Okay. Why?
It's just not good for me.
I hear it.
Yeah.
Do we have another fruit? We have bananas.
Your eyebrows are just beep beep good.
We have bananas.
Thank you.
What, Bobby? What kind of music do you like?
Oh shit! What's up?
I don't know. We're just talking about that.
Okay, I'll tell you my. Okay, can I tell you about my? I've never done this on a podcast. So I'm going to talk to you about my favorite albums of all time.
Yes.
Should we do that?
All
right, so
it's in the notes.
We're in the. We're music heads.
So I'm going to go probably my top 10 best albums.
Okay.
That I would say
top 10. Let's go.
Is it too long?
No,
it's great.
Let's go five.
We'll chat about it.
Let's go five.
10.
Do 10.
Okay.
You have it memorized.
I do.
Wow. Go off.
So I would start with probably the Velvet Underground's third album. Mm-hmm. They call it the Gray Album. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of my favorite albums of all time. It has Pale Blue's Eyes on it. It has Jesus. It has Candy Says It. A lot of great songs. I love all the Velvet Underground albums, but I would start there. I think I would go Roxy Music's Avalon.
So good. Also one of my favorite album covers.
Yeah, so Avalon, it's got like this kind of, it's got an 80s stamp on it. And Brian Ferry is just very dreamy. It's very romantic, the album. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, it used to be the album people fuck to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now it's The Weeknd.
Yeah.
And now it's Party Next Door.
Yeah. And so I would probably say that. I would say More Songs About Buildings and Food by Talking Heads. That was produced by Brian Eno. Mm-hmm. And Brian Eno was also in Roxy Music. Yeah. You know music, huh?
Yes. These two are...
Am I being boring? Is it boring?
No, this is awesome.
Am I truly being boring?
Okay,
here's another one then. Here's Paris 1919 by John Cale.
Ooh.
He was in the Velvet Underground, but he did a solo album. Some of it's... They're great. Yeah. But that specific solo album, I think is so fucking good. I would also say probably the Paris, Texas soundtrack for the movie Paris, Texas. Mm-hmm.
I know Paris, Texas.
Okay.
She does, yeah.
I know.
All right, so then let's go back. Let's go further in.
That's five, right? That's like the first five.
Yeah.
So then let's go deeper five.
I would say Low End Theory, Tropical Quest, 6.
Yep.
I like early hip hop a lot. And that one resonated with me a lot.
As like when it came, like
when it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was like... I mean, I'm going to sound, I grew up in the suburbs, so I like, it was the first album to get me into hip hop.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Where I could like kind of go, I get it. You know what I mean? And I understand what he's saying. I understand. I know that sounds weird.
But no. Like a gateway in.
Okay.
Easy way in.
Yeah.
I get it.
Gateway.
I get it. So
anyway, and then I would go with probably Surfer Rosa.
Do you know that? I don't know.
The Pixies. And then, I'm not done yet.
Right? What number are we at?
Seven.
Great. Yeah.
I would have to go with Loveless, My Bloody Valentine, mm-hmm. Masterpiece.
Yeah.
What?
I said, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
You're trying to pick a fight with two people who are in total
I'm not picking a fight. No, this is how I normally am.
Love it.
This is how I normally am.
Yeah.
And then, I'll think of other ones later.
Okay.
I think you only have two
wait,
more.
Wait, what's your number one though?
Oh no, I'm not done.
Yeah.
I'm not done. I would probably have to go the White Album.
Okay.
The reason why the White Album is because it's just every song is a different genre and it's like a weird album.
I don't think there's any bad.
Yeah.
Huge fan.
Yeah.
Huge fan of the Beatles, right? And I'll have to probably say I'll just do a Stones album, Exile on Main Street.
Maybe. Okay.
That's number one?
No, I don't have a number one.
Those are just like order.
Why do I have to do a number one? Why do I have to do a number one? Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So what do you guys think of those ones?
That's a great list.
Pretty good?
That's a great list.
Yeah.
You've never talked music on a pod before.
I never was able to like rattle off my top 10 or off my top 10 film or anything like that. Yeah.
Wow, did that feel good?
It felt boring.
No.
Like I don't know if anyone was going to want to hear it.
It truly is super, I love watching people that I'm a fan of and what they're fans of and what tastes they have and stuff like that. I love that kind of shit.
But I also have music I would never say that I listen to because I'm embarrassed by it.
Like
Creed. No, I'm kidding.
I don't think Creed is embarrassing anymore. They're on a big comeback.
Yeah. I'm kidding. That was just a joke.
Well, you're a huge fan,
and I love them.
Right?
Yeah, and they're making a big comeback.
Yeah.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, like, I mean, I'll listen to, like, Enya.
But that's not embarrassing
that's
anymore.
That's not
either.
Embarrassing either.
Enya's huge. Enya's not back. Big time. Because she's, like, in the same world as, like,
Middle Earth?
You know. Okay. Yeah, Lord of the Rings is a huge comeback. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all there. It's all
Lord
good.
Of the Rings.
Another one was Sarah McLachlan's early stuff.
Like, yes.
Adult contemporary.
We walked past her one time.
Where?
We did this. Do you know the Ion Pack?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
No.
Podcast.
Is it good?
Very, how do I describe podcast? The Ion Pack. Very like New York niche. They only have it on like the Patreon and they like had masks for the first year of them like
oh, that's amazing.
Doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And they like really talk shit on just pop culture and what's going on.
It's like music and movies. One of them's a big movie guy, one of them's a big music guy. Yeah.
Dude, it's kind of genius.
It's great.
It's
to fucking cover your identity so you can see whatever the fuck you want.
And they went
and
off.
They did.
And then that's they revealed themselves, which and they're friends of ours. But so
like what are they, what's like, the most controversial thing they said?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
At Kyle?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like Connery would know.
Yeah, but I'm not going to get into that. They're like...
What's
just
one
bleep
of the
it
things?
Out or
Come
something.
On.
No, they were like associated loosely with like the Dime Square edgy like alternative scene that happened a couple years ago.
What's that?
No, Dime but Square. What's the most edgy...
Audacious like, thing.
That they said that came for somebody.
I don't think that it was all honestly all just association. It was just the stuff we were talking about earlier. Just people being like, you're associated with people who say things that are maybe like... edgy or whatever, or like they call each other gay. You know, it's that kind
right.
of shit.
Oh, that's
it's
that's
the shit
nothing.
That's back.
Right.
You know?
I thought they like were coming for like something's really. You know what I mean? Like their opinion on.
Oh yeah, I mean they would like.
That's
hate
what I'm
on,
talking about. Yeah.
They had a meme page. That it was a meme page originally.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
And they would like throw like indie filmmakers under the bus for being like reductive and sort of like silly and.
Yeah, but it's not.
Having cool.
I thought they
opinion,
were like, you know what I mean?
Having an opinion.
Like Tom Cruise is gay. Yeah, you know what I mean? Whatever. Right, not that he is. He's not. Yeah. I love Tom. I love Tom. Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah,
I'm
in
the podcast.
Yeah.
But what we were talking about, actually, you might like Curtis's music. He has a band called The Life that you might like. If you like Roxy music.
The Life?
The Life.
The Life.
Who's Curtis?
Curtis is
one of
the
hosts. Because then they revealed their identity.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we were invited on their.
You did it?
It was a podcast festival. It was crazy. And it was. Like just like a bunch of rich people because the tickets were like $400 where I didn't even.
We saw Sarah McLachlan.
And she was doing the podcast in that. And it was at this penthouse. You were there. This penthouse. And she was leaving hurt because she is a successful podcast, I guess. And then she was very tiny. And
Sarah McLachlan is?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's who it was?
I don't think it was Sarah McLachlan.
No, wait. It was Norah Jones.
Norah Jones. I'm an idiot.
Totally different.
I'm an idiot.
Honestly. Honestly, dude, that's crazy. That's insane, dude. Oh my
no,
God.
No, dude.
So funny that you did that.
What? Wow. Tell me I'm so.
Just like,
you
hey.
Were so convinced.
I was convinced.
And it was so sad what you just did.
I know.
I was like, Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, Sarah McLachlan. Tiny. I was like,
No. Okay, now explain this to me.
Yo, you're in a similar.
Who sings what and what sings who? Nora sings Sunrise.
Nora Jones is like. Early 2000s indie like piano girl.
Okay,
I'm gonna.
Nora Jones has more of sort of a kind of nostalgic 50s yes. kind of a vibe, a kind of a jazzy kind of.
But like early
loungy,
2000s,
you know.
Who sings Three Little Birds Sat on My Window? Is that a whole?
That's Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No, Three Little Birds Sat on My Window.
Who's that?
Pretty sure.
I'm
pretty sure.
My
I know what you're talking about,
bro.
Sinead O'Connor. No, that's Black Boys and Mopeds. I'm sorry.
No. But Sarah McLachlan sings. What's her songs? Now I don't know who's her.
Ice Cream. Your love is better than ice cream.
Is she singing? Wait until. No. Stop!
He did it.
Done. That's a new mic.
You're gonna be pink eye.
That's a baptism.
Sorry, my bad. That was
weird. No, you're good.
First one to use it. Yeah.
It smells. Watch. Smell it. Smell it. It smells.
Wait, what did she sing? I don't know.
Adia.
Sarah McLachlan.
Sarah McLachlan. Adia.
Also, the classic is the one that's in the dog commercial. In the
arms of an angel.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
People understand my confusion, right?
Yeah, it's not a crazy thing. It's just one of them I feel is more like late 90s adult contemporary. And one of them is
late 90s adult contemporary. Fuck off.
Listen, I was kidding. I get them mixed up too.
Truly?
Yeah, yeah. So go back to the thing. You went to the house. You saw Nora Jones.
Nora Jones. That was it. Okay. And then we did the penthouse thing in front of... We recorded a podcast in front of four people, which I guess is normal, but it was supposed to be like a live show. And then we watched the sun set out of beautiful New York.
Wow.
That you fucking... And you hate New York.
No, I mean, did you guys hold hands?
No.
You guys hold hands?
No.
No.
Because you're just friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Who...
That's right. It's weird.
Any new music?
Like me and Andrew.
No, I have a question.
What's up?
I have a question. We do this thing on here where we talk about, as far as trends go, what's in and what's out. Right? We talk, we say,
yeah.
You know, fucking.
This is where the opinions come out.
Fucking charcuterie boards. You said a couple weeks ago. They're out.
What, are you going to throw me stuff?
So I want you to think.
I don't know what's in or out.
This is for you.
What do you mean for me?
What's in or out for you?
What's in and out for me?
Yeah,
specifically?
What are you just over?
Yeah.
What am I over?
What do you think is coming back? Yeah. You know?
I like everything. I never thought of like, I think that, I don't think my, I don't, I'm not like, that's over.
You don't have anything?
No, I was like, oh, that's over. No.
They can be in.
I'm sure, yeah.
If you're into a bunch of stuff, what are you into?
The only thing that I think is that I say out of pocket all the time. I like that.
Out of pocket?
Yeah, I'm being out of pocket right now. I like that.
What's like? What food are you into right now?
What are you talking about right now?
I don't know. We're just talking.
Yeah. You're reacting to me. Okay.
Yes, I'm asking you a real question.
Oh, this is more. Okay.
Yeah.
This is real.
Because I think because you're doing a segment. I thought you were doing a segment.
No.
Your eyes are so blue.
Thank you.
Anyway, can I also tell your fans how I discovered you?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan of yours too, Kyle.
Thanks.
What I'm saying is that I first, right? And then when she came to my house and she goes, I'm here. I'm like, where's Kyle?
Yeah,
because I wanted you on mine.
First thing you said.
Yeah, it's the first thing I said.
Everyone
because
says
I feel
that.
Like you're.
Everybody says that.
What?
Where's Kyle?
Yeah, yeah. And I love you too.
Thank you.
But to be honest.
It started.
It started with her.
It always does.
I mean, don't.
That's fair.
No.
I've accepted this.
That's fair.
All right.
Veronica Lynn.
So, you're Garfunkel for sure.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Someone's got to be.
Yeah.
And someone's got to be.
You're the other guy on Wham that no one knows.
So, how did you discover?
I'm not telling you. I'll tell you what you are. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. You know, you're good.
You're
good. Look at me.
You're Robin.
Dude, you're good, dude. All right. Oh, no.
Star quality. Watch. He's going to.
Yeah.
He's gonna surpass me one day.
I have an audition today.
For what?
I can't say it.
Oh, is it one of those?
A callback.
I don't know what it is, but is it a commercial?
Show.
TV show.
Yeah.
Amazing. For what number? Can we just say that or?
We'll bleep it out.
Oh, that's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a lead. One of the leads.
No,
it's his
that's
first
amazing.
Audition ever and he gets a callback.
That's amazing. When's the audition?
Today. 4:45.
And you have to go in 15. Or you
4:15. It's via Zoom.
And you have to audition. Are you prepared?
I'm nervous as fuck, but I'm prepared.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, dude.
Thanks.
What advice do you have for?
Here's my advice to you. And this is the truth. I really believe this. They already know.
That's great.
Unless you shit the bed and you completely freeze, they already kind of know. I mean, people book the room just by sight almost sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And sometimes people like, if you have like real skill, like, Daniel Day-Lewis, he could probably through his, you know what I mean, his craft, you know what I mean, maybe, but like, you know, it's either you have it or you don't.
They already know that it's me or it's not me.
I think it's you.
Oh.
I think so too.
I think it's you.
I think it really makes sense.
I think it's one of those things.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with Glassman yesterday, Rick Glassman, you know?
Yes.
And Glassman, the very first thing he ever auditioned for, he tested for a network show.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing he ever auditioned for, he booked.
Fuck.
So the first two was just like bam, bam.
Boom.
You know what I mean?
That's
some
crazy.
People have it. You know, I've gone literally 1,000 auditions and booked nothing.
I fully gave Kyle a speech before doing that. I was like, just. Also, you have that was the craziest part of being on your podcast was how like you were like, oh, like I wasn't invited to the party. I was like, you're like a star.
No,
you are.
You have no idea what you're saying.
No, I do.
You have no idea what you're saying and you have no idea.
No, because it, and the fact that I was like, oh my God, like, am I ever going to
I'm a journeyman.
Like,
That's
there's two types of people
for sure. Okay. Hit it.
You have guys like Matt Rife, who I think is amazing, and only time will tell if he's a journeyman, right? Mm. But I'm sort of like a guy that's always been in the LA scene. I'm never going away. I'm always going to be at a certain level, right? You know what I mean? And so, but I'm not, I wouldn't say that I was like a huge star. Like, do people know who I am? Yeah. Do I sell tickets? Yeah. And all those things. But I'm not like, the sexy, like mysterious, like paparazzi. You know what I mean? Mm. I'm just sort of like, you
know. But do you want to be that?
Look at the fat Chinaman. You know what I mean? Hey, look at the fat Chinaman. Do his thing. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm Korean. I'm like, yeah, but you're still fat. You fuck yellow melting butter piece of shit. You know what I mean? You
and then that's the
no
clip.
One,
ching,
no one.
Also,
no one.
Ching
is
chong.
No one. Chong,
ching, chong, ching, ching, chong.
You are.
And they're like, just do it. And I was like, oh, you know what I mean? It's just like the whole thing, you know? And it's like, it makes me sad, but that's life. You know, I'm not Ali Wong. I'm not Ronnie Chang or even Jimmy O Yang. I mean, those guys are people that are on the up and up, dude, you know?
Yeah, but
I'm like fourth on the list every time. Every time, like that movie, Chang Chi Chi, whatever, you know, the superhero. You know, it's like between me and Ronnie Chang, they're going to give it to Ronnie. Mm. I read for it. I did a good job. I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, but I think.
And that's who I am, a journeyman.
Here's
a journeyman.
I'll bump in here for a
Go
second.
Go ahead.
Because I think a lot about this kind of thing. I think you have a longer lasting, I think time will tell, but I think you already have a longer lasting impact on the entire sort of like movement of where comedy is headed. Here's a good example. Norm MacDonald wasn't in anything big, right?
But he's
been in the
SNL. I mean, those are the two biggest things. You could
yeah, of course. But I mean, that, you had a similar level of like.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And yet, I think Norm MacDonald's probably one of the most influential, important comedians. That's influenced a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like in a similar way, there's like you've put in the work that, and your legacy will be longer.
Mm, I agree.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that's not what I'm.
Do you like comedy?
I'm just doing it for pussy, baby.
There you go.
Yeah, I love it, dude. You know, no, but you know, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to look at yourself that way, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, of course.
You know, I mean, honestly, I'm like literally I wake up and I go, okay, I'm gonna eat. You know what I mean? Like today I woke up, I was like, I'm late, gonna be late to Veronica's, you know. I'm racing, you know. I just don't think of those things. I just kind of go, today, what do I need to do to accomplish the day? You know,
is there ever any compliments though that you've like received that you're like, damn, that was like, that's gonna hit me. That's like a good compliment.
Well, I can say things about myself that I think I'm very honest on podcasts. I think I'm funny on podcasts. I think it's a medium that I'm very good at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think as a stand up, I think in terms of like what I'm saying isn't really that like revolutionary, but in terms of my performance and being able to crush, I'm great at that. I think that as an Asian guy in show business and comedy, I think I'm like Margaret, we're all kind of pioneers. We've opened the doors for everybody. I think I'm a specific, I think, you know, Margaret was like the first person that I saw that I went, oh, like, you know, she doesn't have an accent. And also she's talking about like, real kind of American things, you know what I mean? Her American experience, things, her point of view, stuff that I can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
I think I opened the doors of like, oh, you can be filthy and wild as an Asian dude. And like, I think I'm like the first guy to be like that. I mean, sometimes I've said some things that I'm not proud of, but I'm just saying that I've always kind of been this thing, got naked, weird shit, you know what
mm-hmm,
I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you have...
That's just so weird to even talk to yourself about that.
No,
you know what I mean? And now everyone's watching, like, they're going to like comment, this guy's a piece of shit. Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah, he should kill himself on him.
You truly are. And then do you have like, you know, you don't have any dreams. I mean, like goals. Do you have goals in your mind to be like, I want to do that?
Here, it's so funny about dreams. Can I tell you about dreams?
Tell me.
Can I tell you about dreams, Kyle? Years ago, when I was like 18 or 19, I had a sponsor. An AA sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, write down all the things you ever want in life. And I wrote it down. And you know, and it's like, and then my sponsor said, God's gonna give you not any of that stuff that's better, that things that you're not even gonna expect, things that are gonna be complete surprises, right? I mean, this is great, right? But if you stay sober and you keep taking risks, and walking through fear and doing all that, right? he's going to grant you things that you're not going to expect. And there's been things in my life where I went, I just never, like, I'll give you an example. Sex in the City, like, I'm on that show, right? Mm. It was never something that I ever even thought that I could ever even be a part of, right? I don't think they're going to bring me back for the third season because I'm terrible. But my point, though, being is that, and I did two seasons, you know, and I was, you know, all my scenes were Sarah Jessica Parker. And I'm in my mind, I'm like, oh, this is something that's fucking weird. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I was nervous, and I was able to pull it off. There were one time I was in Thailand and I was doing a movie with Michelle Yao. And I was on set with her. This is years ago. And I was like, I can't believe I'm doing a movie with Michelle Yao. And then, so one day, you know, I had a day off. And we had a really nice hotel, and our hotel had a pool on the roof, and the roof had this had the pool, and you could go to the edge of the pool, and it was literally just a cliff, like it was kind of like a waterfall, and you can kind of lean against the edge of the pool and look over the whole city, right? And it was just like the city was alive, you know what I mean? You could smell, you see the smoke from the, you know, restaurants and the little cabbies and the little motorbikes and. Just the city that was, I was by myself. I was the only one up there in this pool. And I was kind of leaning and looking. And I was going, look where I'm at. How am I here? This is insane. Mm-hmm. I never dreamt of even coming here or thought this would even be possible, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I wanted to jump up. I was like, this is incredible. So my point is that, you know, as long as life gives me those little things, you know what I mean? I'm fine. I'm done with like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Because it never works out.
Yeah.
You just kind of do one dream. And whatever my dream is, I'm going to walk through fear and be scared and still try to do it. Like today's audition, dude, you're nervous, right?
Yeah.
And you're scared. But guess what, dude? You're still going to do it. And that's why I'm proud of you.
Damn.
You know, because you're a warrior and you're facing your fear. It's a scary thing, dude. Mm-hmm. And if they say no, it's going to be fine because you're going to get back on the horse and you're going to do it again and again and again because that's who you are. You're a winner.
See, that's the shit I need.
Yeah. Mm.
Give me a hug, man.
I love that. Oh.
That's the shit I need.
Yeah, you're a winner. You're a winner, dude.
Thank you.
That was...
Epic.
Truly beautiful. That was epic.
It wasn't epic.
No, it's just nothing.
It's like, it's nothing. It's just, you know, it's nothing.
It's life.
It's just life. You know, it's nothing. I mean, it's not funny. I know this is a comedy podcast, but it's like every once in a while, you know.
It could be
anything. You want to just be like, this is it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's it. I mean, I have nothing else to say about it. You know what I mean?
You know, this is a comedy podcast, but most times 30 minutes in... It becomes not comedy. Oh, it becomes more like this.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
does? Yeah.
It's nice. I mean, that's kind of what we started. It was like just for people to see what we're actually like, and also just like to document our life and how crazy things can be. Because you know, there's so many moments where things are not like that. Where you're not looking over the, you know, the pool, and you're like, "Fuck, what am I doing?" And you know, in the middle of Toronto, and it's snowing, and I'm performing at the same place I've performed at for 5 years in a row and what's going on. And then, yeah, you have like, what was it? Even like, honestly, sitting at your podcast like the other day, I was like, fuck, this is crazy. Like we got in the car and we were like, this is truly.
I didn't get into how I discovered you.
Okay.
All right, so I couldn't explain it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In front of my ex-girlfriend.
Okay. Mm.
So now I can explain it more.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, I'm friends with a girl named Haley.
Yes.
And she lives in Ohio. Right. And she, Finlay, Ohio. I love this girl. And, you know, we hang out, you know, and.
Friend?
We hang out.
Okay.
Got you. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Holy.
So you guys hang out.
I'm not, okay. What are you doing? What?
Sorry.
What the fuck?
Keep going.
What, dude? Haley, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, and we were. I was in Ohio. Not Ohio. Detroit.
Gross.
I love it there.
I've never been.
And take it back.
I never been. It was a joke.
Motor City.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Motor City, dude.
Airport's really nice.
Detroiters.
Best airport ever.
Best show.
Yeah.
Can I just say something? You have the weirdest hairstyle I've ever seen. Anyway.
You know why I have this hairstyle?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, no, don't.
It's don't. Fraggle Rock like. I don't like it.
It's Fraggle Rock. It's my dad's favorite show.
So keep going.
Okay, so you're anyway, in Ohio.
So
she, or in Detroit.
So you know, and you know, Haley and I met because you know she reached out to me on the, Instagram, and it was, she was like, you know, I'm like, she's a huge fan. You know what I mean? And she go, and when I was with her, she's like, there's only two people listen to you and Veronica, and I go, who's Veronica? And then she, I refuse to write even
because I'm a woman. Yeah, because I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Right.
You're right. No.
Yeah.
And I reluctantly watched a video and I was like taken aback at your strangeness. And there was, I mean, and I think I told you this on my podcast, how I learned things from you, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But it was just like, it made me more, I just don't take this the wrong way, but it made me more comfortable about who I was as a performer because I saw similarities, you know? So it was just like, and then I just became obsessed with your thing. And then I, in my mind, I'm like, I have to, and then I reached out and I'm so sorry about the live show, you know what I mean? But it's like, whatever. You asked me to do your live show, but here's the thing. When is it?
22nd.
When's that day?
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm trying to get out of the Middle East.
Yeah.
This was today because our ticket sales are bad. Let me ask you a question. If you're performing in a place and it was 6,500 seats.
Yeah.
Okay. But you only sold 15% of the room. Okay. What would you do?
Cancel.
And that's a bit, you have to go for it. You're going for a day, right?
It takes a full 24 hours almost to get there.
To be there, don't do it.
I'd cancel.
I know. And I'm not saying that to be like, truly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like not, we always talk about that of like doing things that are just like worth it for your mental health, whatever else. Like that seems like a big thing for you to do and then be like, oh wow, that wasn't worth it. But I don't know. I don't want to disappoint those people.
But what would you do, Kyle?
I would cancel. And so would any other musical artist or whatever. People cancel tours all the time because they book too big.
How about you?
I'd cancel it. But that's just because
I'm going to tell you the arguments for it though.
Yes.
It's Dubai. You get a free trip to Dubai.
Pretty sick.
Nice hotel. And then, and the money is guaranteed.
Okay, so here's what I was saying earlier.
I'll tell you what the money is. You can bleep this out?
Yeah.
They're giving...
Ooh, okay.
See,
for one show.
That
you're gonna put the please,
us,
please bleep that.
I'm
out.
Leaving it
to
out.
Us,
bleep that. That bleep that. Would you go
to us? That's a lot of money.
Would you go?
Yeah.
For a
yo, I mean, that's like
you would. Yeah.
That's like quadruple my yearly income.
We're gonna be like $100.
Yeah. You would do it then.
But here's where I was.
I don't know if you need
now I'm feeling so bad.
That,
I feel so bad right now.
No, you're good.
I feel so bad. Look at my face right now. I feel so bad.
No.
Literally no
I'll go then. I'll go. But can I say something?
Go.
Oh, let me just, can I just, can you bleep this out, right?
Yeah.
I hate to say this.
I mean, look right now.
So it's like, you know what I mean? It's like.
What's that amount to you? That's different than
I mean,
that
it's still. I'm grateful.
Of course.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And I'm so grateful. I'm so blessed, right? But I'm just saying that, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know if it's, you know.
Maybe, but that's not. This is what I was saying earlier, though, is like why, like you like comedy. You like doing, you like, do you like what you do? And if you like what you do, then like that should be the thing.
And
you
know? I'm like.
Our show's going to be.
But also I'm like,
he's getting
how would you like to make $100? You and Andrew on our show, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
But can I be honest? Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, go up.
I would rather do yours,
right?
Because I honestly like feel like I met, you know what I mean, people that are like minded, and that's far more important than me. You know, it's like you know when I met Ian Fidance. You know Ian Fidance?
No, who's that?
He's from New York.
Okay.
Oh, you should. You have to fuck with Ian Fidance.
Okay.
Ian, Fidance.
Okay.
Fidance. He has a podcast and I've done it in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
I've seen him.
Yes.
Ian was just in town. I hung out with him all week.
You did a show with him.
I did?
Yes.
When?
I saw him at,
I don't think I did.
Yes, you did. At the was it not him?
No, it wasn't. Yeah. I would have remembered. Well, but okay.
Wait, no, tell me. I want to see if it is him.
Oh, you're talking about at that one show in Queens.
Yes.
No, that's a different guy.
Different guy.
Very funny. He wrote for SNL. Okay. A little bit.
Okay. Okay. Mm. But you should know Ian Finance.
Okay.
But it's like, because it's like, I think you two would be so fun together. Yeah. I think you guys do vice versa.
Yeah.
But my point being is I'd rather do your guys' show. Who else is on it now? Do you know?
Our friend, Maddie Kelly, Canadian superstar from Vancouver.
Is it sold out, the show?
Both are.
Oh, great.
Yes, yeah, so we've
congratulations.
Two. Thanks. 7
you guys
PM.
Split the money 50-50?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yeah,
we pay Connor. Connor's going to do some...
How much percentage you get?
Tech shit.
I just get a flat fee.
He gets a flat fee no matter how much we get paid.
That's correct.
It's awesome. Yeah,
it's really sick.
And you guys are taking this on the road?
Yeah. Where? We just got our merch right there. We shipped it here. We're going to San Diego, San Francisco, Toronto, and Atlanta.
When's San Diego?
21st.
21st, you want to come?
Wait, when's that?
Day before.
The day before.
Mm-hmm.
One from there. If I don't go to the Middle East, I would love to do the San Diego one.
That'd be great. Oh,
come.
Hot.
Where's the San Diego one at? What venue?
Mic drop.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
That would be fun because I'm from there. Yeah. So are you doing all the cities or just those?
Well, this is like halfway through the tour.
Yeah, we've done Pittsburgh, we've done Philly, we've done Nashville. New York, Nashville.
Tell me about all of them. I'm going to give ranked 1 through 10.
1 through 10.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. So you went to Nashville, 1 through 10.
Ooh. Nashville, first off, your friend walked in.
Who?
Right before Theo Vaughn.
Oh, Theo did.
And except he comes in and he's like, who's performing? And they're like, oh, Kyle and Veronica. He's like, who? And he just like left. So that was
Cyberchug.
Theo. Anyone clip this. Theo, clip this. All right. These two Theo are fucking legit. And you fuck with them. Okay. So go ahead. They're going to clip it.
Thank you. Thanks. No, so that was crazy. And then that one was good. Again, we're kind of like figuring out the show, but New York is great because New York is very much our
demographic.
Our two best, I think, were Philadelphia and Bell House, Brooklyn.
Mm, with Lingerie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree.
We had like a band on as like a house
but
band.
But also the first ever show we did was
crazy.
Like the energy was really crazy.
What do you guys do though?
We do fucking improv, but not even improv. We just like improvise songs.
It's sort of a variety show.
And we just come on.
You'll improvise a song. Like someone will give you a topic.
Like
a,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We do like 20 minutes
try
of
it.
The top. Okay.
All right. I'm going to give you two topics. You infuse it.
Okay.
Okay.
Should I get the guitar?
Should I get the guitar?
No, I'm singing.
Yeah, acapella, dude.
Let's go.
All right, so
get Derm to do it.
Two things, all right? Paul Revere, Chinese satellites.
Paul Revere, Chinese satellites.
Yeah.
And I wake up and I smell the coffee. I turn on my TV.
When it comes on, tell me, oh, now what do I see? He said the British are coming. Paul Revere.
Wow.
He said the British are coming. Next thing you know, Paul Revere, he said there's something else in the sky.
This thing you know, he said it's a Chinese satellite.
And he said that's how I know that the British are coming. I saw it on the screen.
Very good.
So it'd be something like that.
Something like that is amazing.
Yeah, we do. We put on wigs.
Yeah.
I have a big musical number. I'd love for you to see it. Truly.
I'd love to see it.
I don't know how to describe it to you. It's very...
I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
And this is going to be... You're going to hate it.
What?
You don't do stand-up though.
No. But we have stand-ups.
But I do like Bob Burnham the musical. I do a little.
Okay.
But I'm scared of it.
Okay, can I say it?
Go
on. I can tell you're scared.
No.
Yeah.
She's starting to do it, yeah.
No, so.
Go.
And I mean this, right? And I know this from my heart. You're doing a very big disservice to yourself because you're not doing stand-up.
You think?
Oh yeah, you're doing, I mean, you have a platform, which is this, and Instagram, all that stuff, right? You have fans, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You have fucking fans. Santino is obsessed now. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed. You know, I'm telling everyone about you, okay? Mm-hmm. My point being is that, you know, eventually, this thing's going to grow. And eventually, you're going to make a lot of money. You're going to have a fucking fan. All right, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say, it's like, and it's, you're doing a disservice, I think, by not doing stand-up.
Okay.
Because you're missing out on so much money, baby.
I know, because I love, this is the thing. Money, is baby. I want to, like, this is where I'm at. Because I love to, I'm very theatrical. I love.
No. I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying, can I not do?
Whatever you're saying right now is your defense mechanism.
No, listen,
so that you don't do it. Well, you don't know about me. Because
no,
I'm like.
I'm performing live. I'm performing live.
No, that's not.
You're just stand up.
No.
Why just stand up? Is it just stand up? Stand up.
We had this question.
I'll tell you why. Okay. I'm going to tell you why. And then, you know, it's.
We're just.
This promoter. He's just going to drive me fucking crazy. This guy. Every fucking
day. That photo is crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll tell you why. And Kyle, can you help?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, number one, when you do stand up, you don't have to pay anyone else. You're the guy. Yeah. Okay.
Yo,
I know. Like,
what? Cut that out, bro. They need me.
You can shoot videos. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Backstage and whatever. But mm-hmm. it's like, so that's number one. Number two, it's like, and I'm just sorry, people just want to see. People get weird when it comes to sketch and improv.
I know.
Because it's not a joke every 3 seconds. Sometimes they meander, right? And it's just like, you know, and also people are going to see you, your voice, your little things. So what I'm saying is that, like, for instance, when you're doing your, like, little characters on the thing, right? Mm. I mean, those are all, like, I mean, jokes in the making. They're just... Mm. You set up a joke and you do the character, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, or you do a conversation between yourself and one of your characters, right?
Yeah.
And then it's just like, that's, you know what I mean? And people are going to go, oh yeah, this is her voice. This is what we see on Instagram. And yet, you know what I mean? And there's a joke every 30 seconds and this is great.
Yeah.
And you can play anywhere. And then we can go, like Bert Kreischer can go, hey, Veronica, we're doing the Fully Loaded.
Bert and I are mutuals. Did you start stand up or did you start sketch?
I started stand up.
You started stand up.
Yeah.
See, that's because I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The transition card.
Did Jeremy Piven do stand up? Jeremy Piven.
Did Charlie Chaplin do stand up?
Yeah. Michael Rapaport.
Did Jim?
Michael Rapaport, actor, right?
Yeah.
He got stand up.
Fuck.
Right?
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it.
I'll
go to the fucking store tonight. I'll go to the store tonight.
No. You have, here's, on your lives now,
yeah.
You have a perfect amount to do 5 minutes.
Yeah. Right?
And don't even frame it as stand-up.
Because we do 20 off the top, kind of.
You just kind of go up, but I wanted her to try it on her own.
Okay, I hear
go
you.
Up on your own. Okay. Hey, welcome, you know what I mean? Welcome to the show. I don't know why people, and then try to organically do it without making it seem like you're doing stand-up, I think. Yeah, the label of
work,
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just squeeze in your jokes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the other day, LA's weird. You know, I was in fucking Hollywood. I'm just trying to get, you know what I mean, a donut. And then the girl behind there was like, whatever the thing is.
I'm going to write that one down.
Yeah, she's like,
oh. Yeah, write that down. Yeah. Write that one down. Yeah. I'm just making it. But I just think you're doing a disservice. And it's like one day, you know, let's say, you know, like Segura. Like one time Segura, a couple months ago, Segura goes, you know Tom Segura?
Of course. We saw him in Nashville.
He was great, right?
Yeah.
Stadium.
Huge. Yeah. Fuck. And so I'm doing six Canadian dates with him in the summer.
Nice.
Me and Jessica Curson. Whatever.
Okay.
And then, but Bert goes, Bert and Tom were like, hey, can you do a surprise guest on our show in Vegas? So it was me, Trevor Wallace, and Shane Gillis. And it was at the MGM. It was like 16,000 seats in the theater around.
Yeah.
And like you're standing there about to go up. And like Jimmy Kimmel, like everyone's there. Right. And you go up, you crush.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you walk off and there's just nothing better.
I know. I do know that
there's
feeling.
There's literally nothing. No. You don't know the feeling. You don't know.
Okay.
You vaguely know.
I vaguely know.
Yeah, you've had a couple hits.
Yes.
Right? But there is nothing better, okay? And you're doing yourself a disservice.
Okay.
If you start now, in 5 years from now, I think you'll be ready to go on the road solo. Not advanced, you can open or do it together.
Kyle, I have to say You could tell.
Hey, Kyle, you're gonna book the show today at 4:45.
Literally,
you're too busy to do the road.
Yeah.
You're, it's gonna be like fucking a Cumberbatch and Kyle in, you know what I mean? Eye Down, the movie Eye Down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
You do merch.
What's your last name, Kyle?
Chase.
Kyle could sell merch, and we could hit the road.
Right. I mean, think of him with Kyle, Chase, and who?
And
Alessandra.
Alessandra.
Right. In the movie, what?
Pinocchio.
Is it Paul Thomas Anderson's Pinocchio? That was a thing, right?
It's a new one. New Pinocchio.
Oh, I also everyone will watch. There's a new Pinocchio movie. It's been out a couple of years. It's a cartoon.
Oh.
And Pauly Shore plays Pinocchio.
Oh man.
It's a Russian company. Right.
So huh?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Wait.
A Russian company goes, we'll I don't know, they're doing action. I don't
Russian.
Oh, that's Russian.
Vodka.
Yeah. We're gonna do
yeah,
is that right, Fine?
It's Italian almost.
What? Because I'm doing this.
You're doing this.
Yeah.
Pizza pasta.
We're gonna do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pinocchio. You know what I mean? But with Pauly Shore, you know what I mean? And it's so fun to watch.
Let's watch that.
It's incredible.
It's not out yet. Sick.
Oh, it's been out for years. It's on YouTube.
Okay, cool. That's
did you see Challengers? Have you seen Challengers?
The tennis movie?
The tennis movie, the new ones with Zendaya?
No.
It's good.
It's fucking good.
Really?
Go see it.
Masterpiece.
Yeah, we just saw it.
It's a masterpiece.
No, it lit.
Who directed it?
Guillermo, the Italian guy who did Call Me By Your Name. Guillermo. I was going to say Guillermo del Toro. That's the only name that's coming in my mind right now, but that's not.
Hans Labyrinth.
Different Guillermo.
Yeah.
But
it's, you know, it's been an hour and a half.
We need to
do, don't you think that's good or is that good or not?
One more thing.
How long do you go?
No, you did.
How long do you go?
We were letting you go for an
hour. Oh yeah, we did an hour and a half.
We need to do one more thing. So every episode, we do a improvised
medieval
sketch that takes place in medieval times.
Yeah,
and we thank, these are our highest paid Patreon members.
That's it. That doesn't go lower than that.
They're called Nevermind Knights, and we thank them. In medieval times.
And so we could do whatever we want. Then we have our friend Derm.
Well, you guys can do it, right?
We can leave. Do you want to leave?
No, I mean, I'll watch you do it.
But
you're
going to
be in it. You're going to be in it.
I don't even know what it is, but I'll try to figure it out.
Okay. You'll see.
I can't read from here because my eyes are bad.
I'll read.
No, yeah, yeah. No worries.
Right. Cue the music.
What's the voice that you hear? Hearing or? Hearing.
Boy!
Ooh.
Boy!
Yes, father?
Get your ass over here. Sorry.
What about me?
God, is that any way to treat your king?
I'm the king. You must bow to me.
You must.
Hear me.
Father.
On guard.
Father.
What?
Silly little bitch.
I work for the king now. He works for me.
I know that, and I'm the king's right-hand man, and I always have. Unless something all of a sudden happens to the king, then that would be a different story now, wouldn't it be?
Father.
Yes?
I no longer report to you.
He reports to me, and he puts cream on my toes. Jesus.
I report to the king, and I put cream on his toes.
You speak in tongues!
You are banished from the kingdom.
No. My boy, my only boy! God damn it!
The wizard! The wizard, come here! Wizard!
Yes, my lord?
Bring your wand and curse her.
It comes with me.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't turn me into tiny little gnome. Don't do it.
Do it.
No!
Tick-tock, tickety-block, you are now a tiny gnome.
Hello. Hi there.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
No, my son. You're such a little bitch, King.
Hello, gnome.
What? Oh, no. I know what to do. My son. Daddy. my son. I know what will reverse the spell.
What?
Is if you do. If you read all those names off, all the people that also turned into gnomes, too.
Fine. I'll do it, but only because you're me father.
Okay, thank you.
It's Finn Bruce, Sarah Dorstrom, Zan, Katie Chase, Nelson Brooks, Eric Burke, Hayden Kuhn, Adrian Dubicki, Lucy Walker Cox, Haley Jeffers, Batsick, Ashlyn, Gemma Yomo, AOP Poop Sponsor, Lily One of One, Aaron Ruggiero, Martin LeGrand,
Bella Padrika, Colander Osenberg, Holden McGroin, Hive Mindy Riley, Kaylee Lane, Sophie Sarakonski, Kelly Borch, Hot Sauce Haley, Diana Christman, Marcel Risa, Louis Susie Alvarez, Daniel Bernard, Poppy Davies, Bellstone, Loki, Willie White of One, Coco, Mia Maria, Andrew Sanchez, Ali, Jack Blore, Laura Stranders, Deals for Real, Stink, Maggie Moran, Mackenzie, Troy and Haley Costa, Ray,
Tensoya,
Otter, Emily Lux, Fanny, Mason O'Malley, Caspian, Lil Lizard, Antonio Mora, Hannah Anderson,
Montana,
Fauna, Freshly Cut Fruit, Jamie McPentagon, Montana Fauna, Adriana R,
Dandy Money,
You the Best, and Danny Manny.
Oh, the spell, the spell! I'm back, bitch. And scene.
That's wow. Fucking it. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Any last,
truly,
so any
no,
last remarks?
Truly, thank you for staying forever. Listen, we have some shows in the bio. Subscribe.
Comment.
Patreon. Do all that shit. And we'll see you next time. And thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.